Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Mahoney. Batting second. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive towards short. Mahoney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Fox reaches second base with a double. Wynn moves to third. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. Fox moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. One out. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mahoney for the out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplau hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards third. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0-for-2 in the game. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perry moves to second. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Klein reaches second base with a double. Perry scores. Mahoney moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mahoney scores. Klein scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson scores. Maxwell moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Win is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Win is 0-for-2 in the game. Win hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Mahoney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Mahoney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mahoney hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. the Indians will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Sadowski pinch hits for early win. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.